playing the hits on the Rational Revolution. Hi, Mark Becker. So welcome back here. We've got Mark Scheffler, who is a candidate for the 8th Congressional District. And he, we're talking about how he's saying that what you're going to do is, if you win, you're going to drop the party affiliation completely.
While I'm in office.
While you're in office. Yep. Okay. So I understand how the conservatives would love that, because they would see someone who's a Democrat only to leave the party when it matters. And Democrats are would be a little bit, you know, tepid on that, because they see someone fighting for the nomination of their party. And I mean, you can see how they've kind of been through the trenches a little bit over the last, you know, year for sure, but especially during the time when Trump is in office. I mean, it's been really hard.
Yeah.
And so I can see how they would be a little bit nervous seeing someone that is running for the Democratic nomination who would just leave the party while in office. And I understand about like how you would caucus with the Democrats and all that kind of stuff. I just that's a bold strategy, Cotton.
You know? Yeah, it is. You know, but it's kind of one of the things that I think the country is actually hungry for. I think the country is hungry for politicians that actually have some bold ideas, some bold initiatives. But I, from talking to people up and down the district for years, I mean, when I was in wealth management, I had a lot of conservative clients.
And
had a lot of progressive clients too. In fact, some really far, you know, far left, pretty liberal clients, in fact. And so for me, it was just an issue of getting to the heart of a lot of the economic issues. Mm-hmm. And when it comes right down to it, I mean, the economy really doesn't care if you're Republican or Democrat. If you can't put food on the table, if you don't have a living wage, if you don't have, you know, protections for healthcare in Oconto or in Chilton, you know, or in Sturgeon Bay, if you don't have those types of things, the economy doesn't really care if you're Republican or a Democrat. Again, these are universal things. And, you know, as I talk to Democrats, the first thought that I would say is with mainline Democrats that are aligned with the party entirely, for them, the party is everything. But the real recognition is that even like in Outagamie County, it's a small number of people that actually belong to the party compared to the total number of voters. I mean, there were 420,000 voters in the last election. Overwhelmingly, neither of them belong to the Democratic Party or to the Republican Party. So that tells me that, you know, there's a lot of open-mindedness and there's a whole lot of middle to be explored.
Yeah, but I think too, you know, as someone who ran a party, there's a lot of, you know, you run into people, I'm a lifelong Democrat. I'm a lifelong Republican. Oh, are you a member of the party? No, I didn't need to do that. But they'll donate. And you know, so I don't necessarily think it's, you know, being a, and quite frankly, there's a lot of people that would consider themselves a lifelong party member and didn't know that, in, you know, how to even become a party member.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, but I do think that there's a lot of room for people, you know, Wisconsin is a purple state. And I think this district is winnable if you're talking to the right people and you're saying the right things.
Yeah. You know, and I think a lot of voters see through this facade of someone who will just say anything to get elected, right? You know, so that happens all the time.
Yeah.
I was asked the question, you know, this morning, hey, you know, if you're going to win the primary, you have to run far left. And then if you're going to win in the general, then you have to moderate. And I'll tell the voters from the start that, you know, you check out my website, check out my socials, check out the posts that I've got already. It is, you know, who I am. I am who I am. Mm-hmm. And I think it's one of the great things about it is it definitely gives voters a chance to compare and contrast. We're going to have the first primary in the Democratic Party in the congressional race in a long time. Mm-hmm. And I think that's fantastic. I think primaries are a great thing.
Yes.
I think that the Democratic Party for a long, long time has tried to pick winners and losers. And this time, again, it's the voters that are going to do that.
Yep.
And again, if the voters, you know, choose me, I'll answer the call. If the voters choose somebody else, I respect that. That's part of the democratic process.
It is. Yeah. And I think, you know, and it's up to the right person to make that case, you know, and I think at the end of the day, Tony Weed needs to be beat. You know, because and you look at some of the things that are happening right now in Texas and then in California and potentially Illinois and all like this redistricting battle. It's on a knife's edge. And I think it's going to come down to, you know, the balance of power is going to come down to districts like this one.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. You know, it's amazing when I go to a Packer game, you know, there's three entities on the field and most everybody thinks that there's just two, right? So it's, yeah, it's the Packers and whoever they're playing, but there's a third element, that without that element, the whole game would fall apart, and that's the referees.
Yep.
You know, so like in the partisan gerrymandering, for example, I mean, we need someone who is not beholden to the Republican Party to step up and say this is wrong. And we need someone who's not beholden to the Democratic Party to do exactly the same.
Yeah. And it's the Republicans, you know, they're not going to do it. And I think that it's interesting because that idea is personified in the person who sits in the 8th district seat right now.
Yeah.
Tony Weed does not represent the people of Northeast Wisconsin. He is Trump endorsed Tony Weed, who represents the interests of that guy.
Yeah. I don't know Tony at all. I mean, I've met him one time, right? And I think the thing that I hear from voters more is that they would like to have access to their representatives more, not less, right? So I met Tony in the parking lot at the Waupaca County Fair, and I'll tell you exactly what I told him. I shook his hand, and I said, you know, my goal is not to run any attack ads against you. I'm not running against you. I'm running for this seat. And I just said, the poison's got to stop.
Yeah, I can tell you Tony Weed doesn't care. Which, yeah, he's, geez. We're going to keep this conversation going. We're talking with Mark Scheffler here on the Rational Revolution. Stick around. We're going to hear, what's it going to take to win this race? We'll be back right after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'll never be your monkey friend.